This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. How did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you guys with me. And I do, you do know how much I appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. I mean, I know there's a, what's the word, there's a gazillion other stories, there's a gazillion other things you could be watching, shows. I'm honored that you're taking your time to watch this one. I'm honored that you're taking your time to respond. You know, some of you, you do write to me during the show, which is very nice. You know, you do get involved. You do call me out or give me kudos, whatever I deserve. And I don't have a and you guys, you know, if you've been around for any length of time, it's really funny how political correctness has creeped into the point where even people that listen to the show and know me for a long time still worry about hurting my feelings. Let me tell you what. If you can hurt my feelings, go for it. You know what I mean? I know I got white hair. You know, I know my beard's out of control sometimes. I know the teeth aren't quite the right kind. I mean, you wouldn't believe some of the comments that people make about me. Seriously. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time you guys spend with us. I really do appreciate the time you guys get engaged and involved and you're doing the right thing. And you need to be doing the right thing. There is so much happening. All right. We've heard this more and more. The professor actually wrote about this. We've been talking about this for a long time. Campus Reform, who I've had on the show, I've had people, their people on the show a dozen times as well. And when you see what's happening, and I keep admonishing you alumni of some of these places, and I'm not like making fun of you, but I am. Why are you so sticking your money there? Why are you wasting your money in some of these universities? Right? That are teaching your kids things that are 180 degrees against what you believe and what you want. What you obviously want. You wouldn't be listening to the... If you are a hardcore socialist liberal and you're listening to this show, check your meds. There's no way. University fuel the growth of democratic socialism? Come on. Seriously? Now, the left is... Full's embrace of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the Democratic Socialist of America, and mainstream media just tried dragging her all over the place, trying to make her look like $1 million. With more than 40,000 card-carrying members, the DSA is growing. It's a growing force on the left. And it's not just the political system. They have infiltrated, been in, worked with our colleges for decades. And we let it go. You know why? Because we sat there and said, well, they'll never make a difference. They'll never get involved. They'll never get engaged. They'll never be accepted. Guess what? So why is the left, especially in our university, embracing an ideology that's resulted in the deaths of over 100 million people? I mean, think about what they stand behind. Think of who they stand for. Think of the people... That the left has said, oh, these are wonderful people. Che Guevara. Yeah. Yeah, he was just a revolutionary. Right? Karl Marx. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. He was a saint. To them, he was a saint. So why is the left, especially in our universities, embracing an ideology that's resulted in the death of over 100 million people? Come on, answer the question. I'm still waiting for someone to answer the question. Let me give you a couple of reasons why socialism is making a comeback or coming on strong, or whatever the words you want to use. It's an intellectual appeal. You know, I've always said that on the show. People that are highly intelligent try to make people like me feel bad. And others, too. See, they're so smart, they're so educated, they're so well ingrained in the education world that we're supposed to listen to them because they know everything. I know professors that haven't worked a day in their field. They're schooled like crazy over this stuff. And then they go on to teaching. How does that work? Some of you guys might appreciate this. I was in the technology business for years. Years. Longer than I want to admit to. And I remember going to, they're not even around anymore, Compaq computers. I mean, they had it going on. They did a bunch of stupid things, but they had it going on. And I went to one of their server class. How to install servers. Now, there's two parts of that industry, computer industry, right? You got the guys that actually do all the installations. They do them by the book. They lay the wire perfectly. They do all the, you know, they follow the book. And then you got the service guys that have to show up and fix it afterward. The guys that know how to troubleshoot. They're from two different universes. And I'm in a class one day because we had to get certified, me and a friend of mine. And as you can imagine, we both got thrown out of the class. Because they were so mad because he and I kept raising our hand going, no, doesn't work that way. I know that's what your book says. But there's a reality here when you actually get to the field. Because everything's not exact in the field. We don't have a sterile, scientific lab to work in when we install this stuff. We're in the dirty world when we're doing it. And then you have people bothering you, and you have things going on. They don't have, electricity isn't quite right. Somebody's laid a network cable in the wrong place. So the thing kind of blows up because it doesn't work like the book says. But they always poo-pooed the service guys because they were book-learned. They were smarter than us. They had more training than we did. We were like the cowboys. They came in and said, look, the cable's unplugged, you moron. I'm Joe Senior Host. More on this when we come back. You're listening to The Real Side. Don't go far.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins to have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
GCN is hiring information technologists with Linux backgrounds, Cisco routing, database management, web development, with cross-platform flexibility. If you ever wanted to be involved in an exciting career in radio and love developing new delivery platforms, join the fastest-growing network, GCN. Inquire at careers@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard. Till the day that he died, he wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. He mighty sucker.
From inside.
He might in from somewhere in the back.
Yeah, you know what? You know what? What we need to do. That's going to start World War III. Ready? What we need to do is take that song. And we need to fly over Iran. And drop like all these Bluetooth speakers with, you know, turned up to 10. Right? With parachutes, so they slowly go to the ground. And play that song. So they know that we're serious. It was funny how, now defending yourself, according to the left, you're a warmonger. So if you want to defend yourself, defend your family, defend your way of life, you're a warmonger.
Isn't that wonderful? Don't you think so?
They're crazy people sometimes. Not all of them, but there are crazy people out there. How do you defend yourself? Do you want to talk, sit down and have a discussion? Yeah, that worked out really well. Right? What was the strategy of the Obama administration? Strategically waiting? We don't know for what, but strategically waiting? Yeah, that worked out well too, didn't it? For Warm Deer? It was great for him. SEAL Team 6? They lost a lot of good people. Why? Because that wonderfully smart vice president we had at the time, Joe Biden, and followed up by Barack Obama, had no problem telling people it was SEAL Team 6 that took him down. Bin Laden. They took down Bin Laden. Wasn't that exciting and good of them to do? That's what you get for having community organizers run the White House. And they make fun of this guy. They're not willing to fess up to or discuss or talk about the damage that the last guy did. Anyway, we were talking about how socialism or democratic socialism is growing like crazy and definitely growing on school campuses across the country. Some of the top points, it's all about the intellectual, you know, hey, think about it. If you're a really smart, smart, smart person, you think that this works, even though I don't get it, because if you're a really smart person, wouldn't you remember or know about Venezuela or Cuba? We go through a whole list of countries that this has miserably failed in. But apparently they're smarter. They know a better way to make it work. So here's my mindset is, why don't we get the Venezuelan president, because they're having the most trouble right now, get the Venezuelan president to hire these people. Bring them in, hire them, put them to work, and let's straighten out that socialism thing once and for all. What do you think?
Send them for an internship.
Send them for an internship. I like that. Send them for an internship. God. So the intellectual appeal of socialism and the postmodern ideology in general is really strong. There's no better place to foster that appeal than on the university. Because remember something, professors are the perfect distribution point. Those young people love those guys. They think they're gods. And how do they create this intellectual appeal? Well, it actually takes a lot to work through it. Because it's a total indoctrination, right? The students, what are they in there? Most colleges, you're there 4 years, right? At least. Some, if you're kind of relaxing and not really working hard, you might be there 6 or 8 years.
Or if you're going for a higher degree.
Yeah, we'll go for a higher degree, right? So they've got you. They've got you at least 5 days a week, if not seven. You know, because you're on campus, you run into the professors. And these guys, most of those professors, are already well-versed in leftist ideology. Right, they set up, you know, I've talked to students now who said that they've gone to some of these classes where they sign an agreement from day one. They won't video, they won't film, they won't tell on the professor. And if they do, they fail out of the class. Really, that's it. School rules. They're classroom guidelines. So it's kind of hard to say anything. Now, the professors can do whatever they want to and get away with it because the kids can't say anything. And then in a lot of cases, the professor at the colleges, they're seen as gods. They're seen as these people that are infallible, and they can't do anything wrong. Now, the professors also know that a lot of these kids aren't politically active as high school students. They can frame their lectures or their teachings around it. They can do whatever they want to drive those kids in a direction. Right, there are many classes in college in the first year that are mandatory. Right, they're trying to get the students to understand higher education, how it works, how the college works. Now, if you got somebody that's on the hard left, what do you think they're going to do with that class? How do you think they're going to lay it out? they're going to plant those talking points so the students really fall under the illusion that they're developing their own political leaning, their own political insight, their own, I don't know, political guidelines and foundation. And they're not. Come on, think it through. Considering that the ideological diversity virtually non-existent on a lot of universities. Look, we do stories every night about this. We do stories from universities across the country, and most of the time, the issues, the problems, the road bumps are because of a professor on the left or a left-leaning administration really create some headaches. You got the second in charge of the DNC wants Amazon to stop selling conservative books, stop pushing conservative ideals. I mean, isn't that akin to censorship? Isn't that squelching free speech? The students are spoon-fed leftist talking points in class, reaffirmed by their overrepresentation of the left in social media. They start to believe that they're in the mainstream. Because that's all they're go to. That's all they see. Listen, for a couple of years, I went to an all-Jewish boys' camp as a kid. My mother had a hairdressing thing that she did. She was a beautician, what they used to call them at the time. And a lot of her clientele were Jews. Jewish women in there all the time. And play with their kids when their kids come in. So I'd go to camp with them in the summertime. What do you think I was surrounded with? This isn't political. Right? I mean, the Jewish culture, the Jewish way of life, the Jewish religion. By the third week there, I thought that there were only Jews in the world. That this was the way everybody thought. This is the way everybody acted. It ain't no difference on the university campus. I'm Joe Matheny, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. CNN has obtained a recording seized by the FBI of President Trump talking with former lawyer Michael Cohen about a payment to a Playboy model who claims she had an affair with the billionaire.
When it comes time for the financing, which will be...
Listen, what financing?
We'll have to
pay this off. Okay. No.
Cohen's attorney, Lanny Davis, says the tape shows his client did not suggest using cash.
There's no way that Mr. Giuliani, who knows from being U.S. attorney, the only people who use cash are drug dealers and mobsters. Cash is not what you do. And it was Michael Cohen who said no, and Donald Trump, despite what Rudy Giuliani said publicly, the tape contradicts Mr. Giuliani, and the word cash is heard by everyone.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
You tiny brained whippers of other people's buttons.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more. Me neither. You can't make me go. Go ahead, Daddy-o. Yeah.
We are back. I go to school every day. You guys teach me something all the time. And Larry, yes, I had a great time at Jewish camp. Well, it wasn't a Jewish camp, it was a regular camp. It just happened to be for Jewish kids. You know, Jewish boys, because then we had to do with food and such like that. They made me wear that little hat all the time, too. I don't know what that was all about, but I know what it's called. Oh, I am Joe Macedo, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Thank you so much for being with me. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly and honestly and really, really being part of the conversation. You can head up to the website, buy the coffee cup, coffee mug, everything to everything. I got apple juice in here right now. It tastes better in a TRS. One of these days I'm going to learn how to do that. How do you do that? Everything's the opposite in the camera. But I always appreciate the time you spend with me. Head up there, buy the cup, buy the mug, buy the book. There's all kinds of stuff up there. Anyway, let's get back to it. I just love doing this. I don't know what to tell you. We're talking about democratic socialism, why and how it's growing on college campuses. It is a big deal. By the way, for some of you who hang out, and I hope love to listen, there's a good chance, really good chance, that we will have Judge Jeanine Pirro on with us on Friday. But we'll see. It's always tough because when news changes, and that's why I hate doing it. I mean, when news changes, these people, you know, they cancel, they have to go somewhere else. And, you know, she had the gall the one night when she was supposed to be on to host the Hannity show, which I don't understand. I just don't get it. People say I look a lot like him. She should have just come on my show. You know what I'm saying? Anyway. What are you laughing for?
Priorities, Joe.
when you think about what these kids are being taught, and that's what we're talking about. It's how the professors, you know, they're like with your high school teachers. And again, I've seen the stats that one of the most trusted people in the community are high school teachers. And I'm not saying that in a disparaging way. I'm not saying that in a demeaning way. But when you talk about today's environment, why is the high school principal, the high school teacher, one of the most trusted people in the community? If everything he or she says is gold or gospel, considering the majority of high school teachers are left-leaning, and I don't care. I've talked to enough of them. I've had enough things going on. They are definitely left-leaning and believe themselves to be right. They're gonna push that on the kids, right? They're not going to beat it in the kids. That's not what I'm saying. But it's going to come out in their teaching. It's going to come out in their talking. It's going to come out in what's going on in the class. So where's this intellectually appealing? Is this a developmental stage where students begin to evolve from the talking points they get from their teachers? Maybe they're asked to develop their ideas on welfare under, you know, parameters of Keynesian economics. Remember that? We've been going back and forth with that for a long time. And if the teacher's telling it to you, it must be right, because the teacher can't do anything wrong. The teacher's beloved. Look, I get it. I get you want to believe. This is just like your parents. How many of you find out when you're in your 20s and 30s, hey, my parents weren't right all the time? They're wonderful or great people. They did what they could to help me out. They did what they could to impart on me good information they thought to be true. It's not putting your parents down. This is just a reality check. How many of you ran with a pencil and poked your eye out? Right? My mother said that all the time. Guess what? I don't think she's listening. It's too late where she's at. I ran with a pencil all the time. I got one misfunctioning eye, but it had nothing to do with a pencil. Guaranteed. I mean, just think of all the issues that are pushed down by these professors. And it's backed up because the professor is so smart. He wouldn't be a professor if he wasn't so smart. And my high school teacher said the same thing. And they were smart. Can't be a teacher unless you're smart. And the decline of religion, I think that's a big deal. The decline of religion has allowed secularism to grow, and we know that's a problem. I talk about it on the show all the time. When there's nobody higher than yourself, when you and your little clan make all the rules, I mean, you think about all the groups out there. I don't care what they are, you know, you've got them in your head, you figure them out. But when you think about how many of those groups that are out there, clubs or what have you, and the clubs are put together for one reason, right? In most cases, the club comes together to support your ideology, to support what you believe to be right. You don't join the Corvette Club because you like your Firebird. It doesn't work that way. It never has, right? I was going to say you don't join your Edsel Club, but I'm sure there's not many of those around. Right, because you're in line with that line of thinking. And then when you don't have God, when God is poo-pooed by high school teachers, and not all, but by high school teachers and professors at colleges, how could you be as educated as you are, believe in a God that you can't touch or smell or taste? You hear that. I hear it from Christian kids all the time, that this is the way their professors talk. When a kid goes to a college or graduates from a high school or college and can't use the name of Jesus or the word Jesus in his speech because it's asinine, it's crazy, and since he doesn't exist, that's wrong. Well, if Jesus was, if I'm a college kid, and Jesus was the reason I made it through, or I believe that to be truth, then why aren't I allowed to use that? If that's fake and phony and false facts and they don't want you to talk about it, then there are so many other things that kids shouldn't talk about in speeches. Right? You don't have a right to tell somebody. You know, if I have a professor or teacher listening, you have absolutely no right to impart your religious or political beliefs on these kids. It's not what you were hired to do. And then the funny thing about it is that teachers on the left will go after teachers on the right, especially Christian ones. We've done stories. I know stories in my own district where a teacher has been saying something. And finally, when a student says, where do you find that? Where do you get that philosophy? And the minute the teacher says it's in the Bible, that teacher could be in trouble. If somebody said it was a Buddhist saying, or was a saying of Muhammad, or was a saying of from a, I don't know, whatever, that would be fine. There's only one group that gets bullied and beat on for saying anything about their religious belief, and that's Christians. Soft or hard, it's Christians. Now, I don't know if it is because the Jewish kids don't speak out as much. I'm not making fun. I just honestly, truly don't know. So the decline of religion is a big problem with this. It's part of what's causing this. Because if you don't have religion, if you don't have somebody higher than you, if you don't depend on God, then what are you going to depend on? You're going to depend on the state. And then secularism creeps in. And for my Christian friends, you know, the Bible says that God's your sufficiency, not the government of these United States, not the welfare check. And no, God did not put that in there. We're supposed to take care of our people. We are supposed to take care of people in need. And it's an issue because it's allowed for the substitution of the community and the state. Think about that. So the community, when I grew up as a kid, the community took care of each other. Now you don't reach out to the community. You head down to the state. You head down to the unemployment line. You head down to the food stamp line. Right? You think the Sunday church crowds and the local homeowners association gatherings, they're gone. They're not around anymore. How many of you still have block parties? Remember those? How many of you have friends in your neighborhood that you walk over to their house and maybe play cards with? Or I guess they don't do that anymore. You can play cards now on your iPad from all over the place, right? It's share online. That's so personal, don't you think? We've done this to ourselves. Since 1999, I didn't know, this is staggering. There's been a 25% increase in suicides. We'll talk about that more on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just on the real side. Hey, I'm having a good time. Hopefully you are too. We'll see you back here in a few minutes.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Hello? Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or caller order line 888-212-8871.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles, no third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
I want you to picture a bunch of people right now. They jumped out of their seats, yeah. They're doing some one of those stupid B-movie beach dances.
I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. Thanks so much for being with me. Thanks so much for being part of the process, just being with us and paying attention to us. I always thank you for that. Anyway, you know, some things came to me during the break. And, no, they're not contagious, but they came to me during the break. They could be, if you like what I was going to say. And as I'm watching over my shoulder, you know, as some of you know, I have the news ticker. I have all kinds of stuff going on. That the funny, a new Pew survey reveals that Democrats much more prefer the IRS over ICE, both weaponized organizations. Depending on who's sitting in the White House, right? They see the IRS as a revenue getter for them. We don't. We see them as stealing your money in most cases. So as I was sitting here and I'm watching this stuff happen, I want you to think about a couple of things. Mr. Comey, who's out all over the place now tweeting, and he feels empowered or emboldened to give us advice. This guy was an FBI director for 4 years, right? He knew the FISA warrant was based on the Steele dossier. He knew that the Steele dossier was unverified, and it was paid for by Clinton. So, I want you to think about this. They sent a shudder up your spine. How many other Americans were lied against? How many other Americans did they know that they had misinformation about? Or bad information? And they still went ahead, right? How many people are, you know, from a government standpoint? I'm not talking about the regular, you know, day-to-day stuff that the police are working on. But from an FBI standpoint, how many of those things are problematic? And then along with that, long thought over the weekend, now that the FISA application has been released, here's what we really know. Some of it, some people have been saying for a long time, I've not been part of it. I believe every one of these, but I've not been part of it. The Russian collusion fairy tale is a complete hoax. It's exactly that, a fairy tale. Hillary's team paid for the hoax. Now they're going to say, no, the Republicans. Well, the Republicans started it. You are correct. They started looking into Trump, and when they found out there was a nothing burger, the Dems took it over. Because, you know, neither one of them wanted Trump. Matter of fact, if I was the Dems, I would have wanted Trump. He would have been the easy beat in their mind. The court was lied to about the hoax. Why isn't Comey on the hook there? The media was in on the hoax. And we know that because if you look at all the emails that were pulled up, they were sending PR requests, not requests, they were sending PR permission to Hillary's camp to make sure that they could print stories that they wanted to print. I'm talking about the mainstream media. So they could print certain stories. So they could put, you know, certain issues up. They had to get approval from her first. They were sure. Think about something. She had them petrified. They were so sure she was going to win, they didn't want to cross her. Because you know what happens when you cross the Clintons? We'll move on. Democrats are all in on the police state and the FISA warrants. Do you hear any of them screaming bloody murder about this? Any of them. Now, to his credit, I hate to do this. If you heard Elijah Cummings at the hearings, he was asking some questions along this line. If you knew this was faulty, you knew this wasn't right, or you knew this wasn't right, how did you go on with it? Why did you do that? So not that he's a saint, but I think he was the only Democrat that actually said anything in a negative light on this. Anything at all, and he did it during the hearings. But all the fireworks, you know, this is political fodder. All the fireworks were with the Republicans, so he could get away with it. Sneak in a question or two, make it look like he gave a darn, and then moved on. Back to democratic socialism, real quick. Right? You think about socialism, it can be intoxicating, it can be exciting. If you know, these young people looking for meaning, they're looking for a purpose, they're looking for a way to fit in, they're looking for a way to do good. They've been told all these years, Republicans, conservatives, Christians, bad, 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 triple bad. The triple crown of evil. And, you know, so they're getting this from people they believe, people they trust. And you think about the people that are around all day, those teachers, even if your teachers are hardcore conservatives, and the kids don't like it, they don't like the pressure. Right? Whole different animal. So when they start to understand, really, I mean, how does a professor, I would love to know how a professor explains what's going on in Venezuela, what's going really, truly going on in Cuba. Right? These kids feel like they fit in. They're out in community. They're feeding poor people. They're feeding kids who don't have enough food. What makes them think that that's what socialism is. That's not socialism. And what makes available the money for that to happen is capitalism. You know, in the communities that we live in, some of us, and some of the companies I've dealt with in the years, over the decades, it is almost always, when you're sitting on a nonprofit agency, when you're trying to figure out how to help out in the community, the left almost always looks to the government for the money. The right looks to people in the community that are well off. And most of the people I know that have money are willing to give money. But they're in my camp, all of them. They're in my camp. They're conservative Republicans. A lot of them are Christians. And they're quick to give money up. They're quick to give out money when it comes to helping out a situation. Homeless. See, they tell the homeless, they don't want to cover the homeless. They don't want to take care of the homeless. Not true. And look at what you Dems did in San Francisco, because you want to take care of the homeless. You got businesses leaving the city, of people leaving the city. And it's not because they hate the homeless, because they don't want to step on a junkie's needle. I can get fined for gouging a city tree, carving the initials of myself to my loved one there. But they got pictures up on the internet of trees that have needles shoved in them. You know, because the polite junkie wanted to make sure that nobody stepped on it. Putting your hand on it when you reach up to grab the tree is a whole different story, I guess. Right? Those are all run by the Democrat Socialists. The people who think this is the way to go. Anyway, went way too long on that. But it's one of those things that makes me nuts. Your kids are being indoctrinated. Your kids are being told that socialism is the way to go. And they couldn't be more wrong, more incorrect, and more dangerous. The American Political Science Association will host a diversity and inclusion hackathon as part of its year's annual conference in Boston at the end of August. According to its website, the purpose of the hackathon is to build on past and present efforts by APSA to promote diversity and inclusion by creating a collaborative, diverse, and inclusive space for its annual meeting. Isn't that exciting? Wow. At the hackathon, teams will develop strategies and address key challenges facing the profession, build partnerships, and plan to move forward. What does this have to do? The organizers concede that the event will not solve all the complex problems associated with diversity and inclusion. They do predict that it will help nudge us into the right direction. Right, professors will be split up into teams, each of which will examine different questions such as how can we make political science education more intersectional? Using genomics to teach about race? And what can men do to advocate women's equality in the discipline? Well, first of all, when it comes to computers and that kind of stuff, they have to want to be there. And don't give me that stuff that the men have pushed them away. It's a line of garbage. I was in the computer business 20 years. Very few women were in it. Very few. And it wasn't because we pushed them away. When we had our computer company, Tammy and I, we were pushing to bring women in. Not interested. Look, there is nothing sexy about having a computer open, sticking your hands in there, ripping up your hands. You know, I mean, not fun. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Write it down for next time. Thank you for being with me. I appreciate the time you guys have spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Really, really appreciate you, and thank you. Have a great rest of the day, and God bless.